As a station, we believe in playing content with artistic and cultural merit, and sometimes that category includes material which can be construed as offensive. For those who have children nearby or are sensitive to provocative material, the following broadcast may have strong language, themes, or be otherwise objectionable. Please consider tuning out and revisiting CITR after this program.
We now bring you the following announcement. Generation Annihilation is now on the air.
Stanley Park, Prospect Point. Lots of music. There's about five,
good
six bands.
Lots of good.
Yeah. Okay. Now, what's happened to Vancouver? Like, there aren't that many raunch and roll bands around.
No. Well, it's Weak like, but it's the West Coast. It's just like, now I'd say the music's become like Fleetwood Mac and disco, and everybody's dressing up, you know, as nice as possible, and they look nice, and they have nice styled haircuts, you know. Yeah. But
so you're gonna change all this?
They're giving a ticket over there. Yep. The cavalry's here, and they're giving a ticket.
You gonna change all this?
Hey, here they come.
Fuck, I know. Here come the bulls.
All the cars gotta be moved off the road, or you're gonna get tickets. We can't afford tickets.
Sell those damn guitars.
What?
We can't play because we're punks.
No.
This ain't a free country. This is a good indication of Canada on Canada Day.
It's supposed to be a free country, too. I mean,
patriots. We can't all come out here and have our fun. But all their honky bastard celebrations can.
Well, yeah, a lot of things haven't been. Has to be rescheduled, you know. Playing ball and can't be done at the moment. And, you know, because if we hit with equipment, probably.
This is the Anarchist Party of Canada, Groucho Marxist's position on the proposed constitution. Now we bring you D.O.A.
Everybody, this is Joey Shithead from DOA. You know why you're listening to Generation Annihilation on CITR 101.9 FM. That's right. That's right.
listening to CITR 101.9, broadcasting from UBC's Point Grey campus, located on the traditional, unceded, Coast Salish territory of the Hunkaminam-speaking Musqueam people.
Good afternoon, all. Welcome to another edition of Generation Annihilation. And my name is Aaron. I'm here till 1 o'clock in the CITR radio. Start things all off with a track featuring a guitar player from the old school Vancouver camp who passed away several days ago. I'm talking about Brad Kent. Yes, unfortunately, he passed away from a pneumonia. Yeah, we heard him playing with DOA. That one's going back to Canada Day 1978. And yeah, you can hear that blistering lead guitar solo of the late Brad Kent. It is very unfortunate. He did some stints with classic bands such as DOA, Death Sentence, and went to play with the Avengers in San Francisco, who we're going to hear in a bit. But it's unfortunate he didn't. His time was pretty short-lived with those bands, and there isn't a lot of his recorded stuff documented. He played in a band called Ground Zero, which I saw in 1985. They were more of a hard rock band. They also had Randy Rampage from the DOA camp in there as well. They weren't, like I said, they weren't really a punk rock band, although this was before I ever saw a punk show. I saw this show. So essentially, Brad Kent was the first punk guitar player I ever saw. And unbeknownst to myself until last week, he was the one that showed Joey Shithead Keithley how to play punk rock guitar when they were playing in a stoner hippie band called the Stone Crazies. Yeah, he stepped in and said, yeah, you got to make it more rock. And he showed him how it was done. And he played in the Skulls and DOA and Death Sentence. We heard a track called Death Sentence, Danger Zone, from the Stop Killing Me release. And you can see Brad Kent in this video. Yeah, he was very short-lived, played in Death Sentence. And yeah, that's from the second Death Sentence record, Stop Killing Me, much maligned record, although I really dig that song and dig that video. The lyrical content, the music, everything, yeah, it's a great song. Although the record doesn't compare to Not a Pretty Sight. So yeah, we're going to hear some early work by the late Brad Kent. This one is going back to 1977, I'll say. Yes. Yes, 1977 by Victorian Pork. This is from 79. Yeah, it was recorded in Berkeley, California. And the lineup for this band was Brad Kent on guitar, Ian Tiles on vocals and bass, and Zippy Pinhead drums. So without further ado, we're going to get into the track. And it's a classic Vancouver track that became a DOA song called I Don't Give a Shit.
Living on welfare, because that's where I'm at. I don't want to work, I don't need to work where I come from. I'm a fucking jerk, don't you comprehend that? I'm living just for me, that's where I'm at. I don't wanna work, cause I don't need to work. Oh, don't pick up on that. They don't understand me, cause they don't know where I'm at. I don't wanna work, I don't work where I come from.
this ad caught your attention, it also caught the attention of the coolest people from Squamish to Bellingham, music fans, students, and members of various cultural communities. If you want your ad to do the same, advertise with CITR and Discorder. If you've got a rad new ad or just something you want to share, whether in print, on air, or online, promote your wares, services, or events with us. Contact us at advertising@citr.ca or call 604-822-4342. Visit citr.ca for rates, information, and packages. This is the end of our ad, and if you're still here, we must be doing something right.
Liveband.com is Vancouver's community-driven concert calendar. New shows are added daily by the city's most active promoters, musicians, and by the driving force of the music scene, the fans. Liveband.com's listings are different because they are integrated with profiles updated by bands and business owners as they promote upcoming events. Check out the archives to see how closely we've worked within the community to put on the shows you love. Visit LiveMusicVancouver.com for the latest independent and major label event listings. LiveVan.com, Vancouver's community-driven concert calendar.
The Study and Go Abroad Fair is back on Thursday, February 25th. Meet face-to-face with top universities from around the world and start planning to travel. Learn about degrees in law, medicine, health sciences, arts, technology, pharmacy, business, hotel management, and much more. Check out our travel zone for volunteering, language programs, adventure travel, and work abroad. For more info, visit studyandgoabroad.com. There's also free admission.
All right, Generation Annihilation on CITR. Heard a good long set featuring the guitar work of the late Brad Kent, who left us last week. Start things all off with Victorian Pork, with a classic track going back to 1979. I Don't Give a Shit, followed with the Avengers from their last ever recording, June 13th of 1979. And yeah, this one showed up on a vinyl release called Get Back Records, and yeah, we heard a song that Brad Kent himself wrote called Corpus Christi, followed with another Avengers track, although this one was going back to a different recording, May 10th, 1979, Cheap Tragedies, and then we heard from Randy Rampage from his solo album, a track called The Last Song, and then another track from the recording, 1978, July 1st, from DOA. Woke Up Screaming was the name of the track that we heard. And, yeah, the lineup for that was Joey Shithead on vocals. And he wasn't playing guitar at the time because Brad Kent was. And, yeah, Randy Rampage and Dimwit on drums. So, yeah, very short-lived DOA lineup. And, yeah, Brad Kent did actually go down and do a tour with them down the West Coast and back. And we're going to get into some more early live punk right now. We're going to go to a recording back to March 3rd of 1979 at the Def Club in San Francisco. This is the Dead Kennedys with a track called Forward to Death. Here we go.
John wrote that song when he lived in Venice, and he wrote it for me to sing. And it's really weird because at one point I started thinking, there's going to come a point when we're going to keep performing this song. People are going to go, sure, they're desperate. I just paid $6 to see this band. You know, they're not desperate. There's worse ways of being desperate than being poor.
But you don't have money right now. And so, yeah.
Well, we're not rich. We got enough money to pay our rent. And, you know, we bought the ink and the pens.
Summer of 68, all right. Altamont, all right. Give him a flea bath, quick.
It does not exist.
It's a
figment of lame Kant's imagination. There was never any such thing as New Wave. It was the polite thing to say when you were trying to explain you were not into the boring old rock and roll, but you didn't dare to say punk because you were afraid to get kicked out of the fucking party and they wouldn't give you coke anymore. There's new music, there's new underground sound, there's noise, there's punk, there's power pop, there's ska, there's rockabilly, but New Wave doesn't mean shit.
Next band up is The Lude from San Francisco.
We dance with a loving care. We cut your fucking hair. We dance with a good old boy. Gotta have a little bit of pride. Ready for love and care. But I scratch your fucking hair. And the dance is some good advice. And I forgot to have to pay the price. Got no regrets for the love. But it's in me. The dance can't figure me out. fucking care. Not a bigger chance of good advice, but I'm still gonna have to pay the price. I got no regards for the laws. I'm a rebel and I got no cause. Pops think I'm scum in L.A. Killing time, killing judgment day. Superman, prodigy. Superman, refugee.
Okay, this is our, you'll be happy to know this is our last song. This is called the Yahoo song because there's no words to it, and all you people have to do is scream and act like idiots. That ought to come natural. Stars will be up by the next few bands.
Fucking beating up on little kids, fucking 14, 15 years old. Little kids.
And you are no longer a little kid. You are a fucking adult.
Okay.
All right, in a live set of Los Angeles punk rock, start things all off with X. Or no. No, we started off with Dead Kennedys from San Francisco, live at the Def Club. Forward to Death, followed with X from the Decline of the Western Civilization movie soundtrack. We're Desperate, also from the same soundtrack. We heard Circle Jerks doing Red Tape, and then we heard four tracks off the Eastern Front compilation. TSOL with Love Story, The Lude with Suburban Prodigy, Warzone with Marriage of Convenience, and Flipper with a track called Ever, and we got Power Chord coming up next, and we're going to get into a few more Los Angeles punk tracks, classic tracks. We're going to hear the Dills with a track called Mr. Big, and we're going to hear the Germs doing Media Blitz, and yeah, that'll take us into Power Chord, but you never know, might be able to squeeze in one more song if you're lucky. So, yeah, check out Generation Annihilation online, www.generationannihilation.com. And, yeah, like us on Facebook. Yeah, indeed. Okay, a couple more tracks for you. This is The Dills.
Hey, Mr. Big. So big to others. Hey, Mr. Big, well, I can see your gun. You must see me to learn the news. Don't twist the station, you'll get confused. When you go downtown, driven in your car, while I take the bus, the twice as long to get half as far.
Thank you.
say, and a homo say, a homo said, a homo said, I'm talking about my baby just about to load down on Skagadoo. Thank you.
right, welcome to another edition of Power Chord Heavy Metal Radio here at CITR 101.9, broadcasting live from unceded Musqueam territory here out at the UBC campus in Vancouver, BC. That, of course, was a track by the one and only Black Sabbath off of their album Sabbath Bloody Sabbath. The song was called Killing Yourself to Live. And the reason I played it to kick things off the show today is, well, first of all, because as many of you who are listening are probably aware, Black Sabbath did not appear at Rogers Arena for their scheduled date on February 3rd. To the disappointment of everyone who was intending to go, myself included, among many of my friends as well. And I looked after they canceled the date. So they canceled, you know, Calgary and Edmonton. Vancouver was kind of, you know, it was looking like, is this going to happen? And then, of course, you know, it didn't. Right, not quite at the last minute, but pretty close. And I looked at the rest of their tour dates, which I actually was not really aware of. I was like, sweet, coming to Vancouver? Awesome. That was sort of all I cared about or needed to know. But I looked at the rest of their tour dates, and they are touring pretty much steady until mid-September. How the hell is he going to do this? How is he going to do this? Killing himself to live. He's pulling a Lemmy. He's just going to tour till he dies. Or at least, you know, his wife and manager Sharon is going to attempt to do that, probably wring every single penny out of his corpse that she can. They're talking about, you know, a rescheduled date. To be honest, I don't know if it's going to happen. I really don't know. I don't even know if he's going to make it through this tour. I mean, I know he's only got a cold. It's not like he's terminal, but like, if he can't play shows, if he's canceling shows, how the hell is he going to do the rest of them? I don't know. We'll see. How do you know? You don't know what goes on behind closed doors, I guess. But anyways, Black Sabbath aside, you know, we'll see if they make it back. But in the meantime, there is, of course, still plenty of other heavy metal events and shows to see and bands to check out and new music and stuff. And we're gonna hang out and play a bunch of that over the next 2 hours. I want to start off with